Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Every time I get in a crunch or I get into a difficult situation or things are just not happening the way I think they should happen or there's opposition or circumstances and on and on and on and on and on. Every time I get into that situation, I just remember, oh, what am I worried about? I'm predestined to be successful. I just have to do this again. I've got to try again. I've got to do this again. I've got to pray. I've got to see, oh, everything is good. Everything is good in the neighborhood. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm predestined for success. Come on, say it after me. I don't have to worry. I'm predestined for success. Look at the person next to you and say, you're looking at a successful person. Yeah, can we give God a hand of praise for that? It's real. It's true. Now, let me tell you about the God that you serve. He's so awesome. In Isaiah 46 and 9, listen to what he says. He says, remember the things that I've done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. And there's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. And everything I plan will come to pass, and I will accomplish all my purpose. You are predestined to succeed. That's God's purpose. As long as you stick to the plan. The Bible says that God's plan for our lives, it says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are good plans. I plan to prosper you and not to give you evil. That's not my plan. All the evil and the attacks, that's from the other guy. That's from the enemy. My plans are good. I send blessing. I send prosperity and health and all the good things that you need. I am giving you a life filled with hope and success. That's what the scripture says. That is what is coming your way if you stick to the plan. But you cannot disobey God and expect to be blessed. Let me read it. It says in Deuteronomy 28 and 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They pick and choose what they believe the Bible says. They say, I like this, oh, yes, I don't like that, let's tear that out. I like this, oh, I'm blessed by this, but this, I can't go along with that. Paul said that people are making up their own religion today, and they really are. What they believe, I believe the Bible, I believe some of it. Every word of God is true. It is inspired by God himself. Holy men of God were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. These are God's words on this page. If you disobey them, if you try to change them, your life will not be blessed. And you have to fully obey the Lord. You can't pick and choose. The Bible says if we fully obey God and carefully keep all of his commandments, that the Lord will set us on high. The Lord will promote us. Verse 8 says, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything that you do. 13, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You will always be at the top, not at the bottom. In other words, if you start at the bottom, you will rise to the top. Because you can't be at the bottom. When people say to you, when you come in for a new job, well, I'm sorry, we don't really have any management spots, but if you're willing to work from the bottom, I'll take that. Because the Word of God has already told you, you can't stay at the bottom. You are going to rise to the top. Come on, somebody really needs this morning. Repeat after me. We'll all say it together. repeat after me. Regardless of what position I take, I may begin at the bottom, but I will rise to the top. The Bible says, God will make me the head and never the tail. I will always be at the top. I can never stay at the bottom. If I faithfully obey the commands of the Lord my God. Now give him praise for that, because look, well, that I'm not making enough money there, and everything was great except the money. I mean, everything's really seemed good except for that, and I'm just not sure about that. You've been praying for a job. It's everything you've been praying for, but just it doesn't seem right, or the position is not a perfect fit. Remember the scripture, you cannot stay at the bottom. You are going to rise to the top. That's the word of God. Listen, I'm trying to help you this morning by giving you the scriptures. Is that all right? Now listen, because of your obedience to God, your life has been fixed in your favor. Now, please, do not avoid your blessings by disobedience. I've got to keep coming back to this, you guys. You can't just do whatever you want and think you're going to have the same result as people who obey God, who give to God, who love God, who pray and seek his face. It's not going to happen. A relationship with God is not cheap. You have to surrender all to God. That's why Jesus said the greatest commandment for you to understand is this. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You can't give God pieces of yourself. You can't do it. You've got to give him everything. You've got to surrender everything to God. If you want to be his child, if you want to be blessed, if you want to walk in divine favor that he has for you. See, God's promise of blessing and favor is contingent upon obedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and 19, it says, today I'm giving you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you will make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Please listen to me. Listen to me. Your life is affecting your family, your children, and others around you. Never think that your decisions will not affect other people. That's just not true. The people in your sphere of influence were placed there for you to influence and affect them in a godly way to help them to know God. That's why they're there. It was all prearranged in your life. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. And you can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live a long life, is what the Bible says. If you can grasp this revelation and apply it by faith, you will defeat Satan's spiritual opposition against your life. You'll be able to leap over all those barriers where he's trying to stop you, and the battlefield is in the mind. He's always telling you, you can't do it. God doesn't love you. Nobody loves you. Listen, in Psalm 18 and 29, it says, in your strength, O Lord, I can crush an army and I can scale over any barrier. I want to give you the three scriptures that I gave you before to confirm that God has fixed life in your favor. I hope you're learning them. I hope you're writing them down. If you haven't, write them down. Write them down now. The first one talks about the fact that God wants us to experience blessing and favor as his child. In Psalm 5 and 12, it says, for you bless the righteous, O Lord, and you surround them with favor as a shield. The second scripture has to do with the fact that God will not allow any experience to overwhelm you. or cause you to fall. That's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. Oh, I'm the only one enduring this. Yeah, you and about 3 million others. You're not alone. And the Bible says all you need to remember is that God will never let you down. You may be calling your spouse a louse right now. He's let you down, or she's let you down. God won't let you down in that marriage. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. Well, the kids are driving me wild. They're like wild little Indians. I don't know what to do about it. God will never let you be pushed beyond your limit. Well, the boss, he has it in for me. I know it. And I can't even sleep at night because of the workload. God will never let you be pushed beyond your limit. Well, I'm single and I've been watching this guy. He is a hunk. He's about 6'3" and he is handsome. And oh my Lord, I've been praying for a husband, you know. Lord, you need to help me here. God will never let you be pushed beyond your limit. See, this scripture is real. The Bible says he'll always be there to help you to come through it. God's not going to let you fall. Come on, repeat after me. I don't have to fall because God will help me never to be pushed past my limit. Give God some praise for that. Now, I know some of y'all are reluctant because you like what you're doing. But the truth is, you don't have to fall. You don't have to sin. You don't have to give in because God has covered you. God wants you to try again. God doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to try again.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, what do you do when you're faced with a situation that contradicts what God promised you? This is what happened to Jesus' own disciples. I want to read the story to you in Mark chapter 9 and 17. It says, "One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, 'Master, I brought my son so that you could heal him. He's possessed by an evil spirit. I asked your disciples to cast the evil spirit out, but they couldn't do it.'" Boy, it is nothing. There's nothing like a tattletale. Now, these were Jesus' disciples. And they were having a meltdown because they had rebuked an evil spirit in this child who wouldn't puke. They couldn't cast him out. And this was particularly disturbing because they knew that Jesus had given them the power to cast him out. In Matthew chapter 10 and 7, he told them, "As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils." Well, they attempted to, but this time it had failed. They did not know what to do, so they threw up their hands and stopped rebuking. Isn't this something when you try to rebuke the devil and he rebukes you back? I rebuke you. I rebuke you back. You better come out. Why? Because I'm telling you to. I like my house. It was very perplexing to them. And then when this man went and told their boss, Jesus, I brought him, they couldn't do it. They just threw their hands up. But this is what happens, folks, when we do not take our authority in the name of Jesus Christ to at least pray for people. Listen, there's no harm in prayer. When people share with you something on your job or in a supermarket, or your family members, whatever, and they say, I'm really going through this hard time. Just, can I say a prayer for you? Can I believe that God will help you to change your situation, to help you right now? That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to step up and not be afraid of what's going to happen. You know, in the early church, people, regular Christian folk like us, they just prayed for the sick and they were healed. And that's how people came to know Jesus was really Lord. You need to try it sometime. Don't be afraid. Now, I know the devil is telling you already, yeah, you know that person's got cancer. And when you pray, if they die next week, the people around are going to say, and you prayed. What if they die? What if they live? What if they're healed? You never know how much God wants to use you unless you're willing to try. Unless you're willing to step out and allow the Holy Spirit to flow through your life. Now, the problem came as a result of the disciples not being able to cast out the evil spirit. It put doubts in his mind about God and about Jesus. The father of the child went to Jesus wondering if he could do what the disciples could not. In Mark chapter 9 and 22, he said to Jesus, have mercy on us, help us if you can. Jesus said, what did you say? What do you mean if I can? Jesus was bold. He said, anything is possible to anybody who believes. Don't you know that? The Bible says that the father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me to overcome my unbelief. Now, most people do not know their divine potential and what they can achieve. And that's just the truth. I'm talking about Christians now. Often all that they've heard from the devil or from doubters is what they could not do. And the sad thing is that graveyards are filled with people who never fulfilled their divine potential. When faced with opposition, they refuse to try again. Because you fail one time doesn't mean you're not going to be successful. God told Joshua, go around that city 7 times. There are some things in life you are going to have to try again and again and again and again and again and again to be successful. That's the message. God wants you to try again. Look at the person next to you and say, God's talking to you. And he's telling you, don't give up. Try again. I may be talking to you today. The father was sorely disappointed because his first attempt at his child's deliverance didn't happen. But he tried again. He came to Jesus. And Jesus gave him the answer to releasing supernatural power into his situation. Jesus said, have faith. Don't doubt. Instead, keep believing. He said, let's try again. Let's see what happens now. I want you to look at the results in verse 25 of Mark chapter 9. It says, when Jesus saw the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. He said, listen, you spirit. I command you to come out of this child and don't enter him again. The evil spirit screamed, ah! Shook the child violently and ran out of his body. That's what happens by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what will happen if you are right with God and you tell evil spirits to leave your own life. You know, there's such thing as self-deliverance. Well, you don't need anybody to pray for you or lay hands on you. You can just say, Lord, I am so sorry for all my sins. If there's anything in my life that's not right before you, forgive me for Jesus' sake. Now I tell this evil spirit, this bondage, this addiction, this situation that has me bound. It could be emotionally, it could be anything. I tell you in the name of Jesus, leave my life. Keep saying it again and again, and that thing will just leave you. It will go once it realizes that you really are talking to it. Listen, evil spirits are cowards. They are so afraid. And using the authority in the name of Jesus will bring total freedom in every area of your life. I want to mention one other thing to you, and then we're going to have to pick this up next time. And that is this. Your answers to prayer may not come quickly, but God expects you to pray again. He doesn't expect you to give up on that prayer request. Let me read a scripture to you about God's love for you and the importance of understanding his love for you. Listen, how many of you have a dream that God will do something in your life or something through your life, or maybe it's an entrepreneurial spirit or something like that? How many? Come on, raise your hand way up. Don't be timid. I mean, people like that, God can't even see that hand. Come on. Come on, wave at me. Okay, put your hands down. Listen, don't you let the devil lie to you and tell you it's never going to happen. Don't you let the devil, listen, because you have, maybe you've tried before. I'm telling you this message is for you and for every other person here. God is telling me to tell you to try again. Try again. This is a scripture I want to read to you, and this is in Psalm 145. And verse 18 and 19, listen to what it says. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Look, you've got to have your mind made up. You can't come to God and say, well, I want to start this business, but I don't really know what it is. I don't know. No, you've got to come. It's like a business plan when you pray. Lord, this is what I want to do. This is where I want it to be. This is the building I like. You need to come to God with a business plan and be serious, because the Bible says that God is near to all who call upon him in truth, in sincerity. It can't be a question in your mind. No, it is what you have inside. It's the vision you have. It's the dream in your life. And listen to what the rest of the scripture says. It says, he will fulfill the desire of those who reverence him. He will fulfill your dream if you just put him first. He will also hear their cry. He'll save them. He'll save your money. He'll give you the best place. He'll give you the best location. God wants to bless you today. Some of you have given up. Some of you have put it on the back burner. The Lord is telling me to tell you to try again. It's time to try again.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. Today's message is part two of You're Going to Win, Try Again. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And so, Lord, right now we are asking that you would help us, that you would intervene in what's happening right now. Father, I
know there's some listener right now who is in trouble, who is in despair, who is even depressed, and we're praying right now for their total deliverance. We bind and we cast out every spirit of heaviness. He said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, so we praise you now for the answer to their need. Give them faith, give them courage, give them hope. Thank you for your love. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.